from a security perspective, we want to be able to support IT in its decision making, and we see the trend moving towards a more flexible, open environment.
Tyler Carter is director of network security for McAfee. In this discussion, he identifies the big issues in enterprise security and speaks about Interop 2012 here in Las Vegas.
We want to enable organizations to be able to adopt a BYOD take on IT. We want to be able to adopt SaaS or allow adoption of SaaS applications. We want to enable, not restrict. Our security solutions have to be able to play in that environment. But we also have to give you when you're talking about interoperability, we need to give you tools that integrate with other solutions. So not only does McAfee make huge development investments in tying our solutions together, but we have a security innovation alliance that allows us to tie into other solutions in the market. So our network security platform, for example, ties into Celera Networks for forensics analysis. We recently acquired Nitro Security for SIM integration. These are areas of interoperability where one device and one security tool is powerful, but when you combine several different functions like a SIM or like a forensics tool and a network security device, it gets much more powerful. So we absolutely are encouraging our partners and our customers to get more interoperable or more integrated. Change and uncertainty are really what plague IT. If you had an environment that was static, it's very easy to manage, and from a security perspective, that would be ideal. But we know that that's not the case. IT is always undergoing a change. There are going to be disparate tools for managing the network, for managing the endpoints. I think right now there's a huge amount of change, whether or not you're talking about bringing your own computer or device, you're talking about SaaS adoption, consolidation of networks and data centers. And from a security perspective, that means that there's uncertainty and complexity. And the challenge from an IT perspective when it comes to security is managing that security and protection level through that change.
Let me ask this question from the point of view of the hacker or the intruder or whoever that might be, whether they're within or outside of the boundaries, and put yourself in that situation for just a moment. What are the opportunities you see with a changing ecosystem with all these different vendors, all these different solutions out there?
The opportunities exist in the holes in an organization's defenses. Holes can be a vulnerability in an operating system or an application. It can be an unmanaged device. So if you're talking about bringing in an iPad, an Android device, or even just a PC that's unmanaged, it doesn't have the right security or access controls on it. Those are all opportunities for a hacker to infiltrate a network or hack a system. It's our job at McAfee to recognize the exposure points in an organization and not just react to those, but predict those. We've gone to great lengths to create a security model that is predictive in nature, that goes beyond just recognizing a threat that we've seen before or a threat vector. When I say threat vector, that's essentially how have they entered in the past and can we anticipate that in the future? We're getting to the point where we can recognize the reputation of certain devices or IP addresses or email addresses or files and predict whether or not that's a risky exposure point.
The complexity that is arising these days, because everyone on the floor at Interop is talking about this, that there's so much more complexity, whether it comes to managing it all or understanding it all or provisioning for it or balancing for it or whatever it is. And that complexity is creating more holes, do you think?
It is. It's at McAfee, we're going to great lengths to reduce that complexity, both on the product side and on the portfolio side. So organizations want a single tool to be able to manage more, but they also want their tools to be able to integrate. A good example of that is our endpoint security and our network security. The same intelligence drives both points, but you need network security for traffic that's going in and out of the network and between the systems on the network, and then you need your endpoint security. But you want to be able to correlate both sides of the house. So we have solutions, actually something called EPO, so e-policy orchestrator, that takes responsibility for understanding what's happening on the endpoints, understanding the network, and overlaying those two worlds and providing organizations with better intelligence about what's going on with their environment, but also reacting to it from a policy perspective.
I see. Can you give us a picture of what you think is the most important issue in security today, kind of vis-a-vis interop here.
It's difficult to nail down the most important, but I think it's the evolution in the attack vector. In the past, the objective of the hacker was to essentially infiltrate the client system, to scrape personal information, but we see what's been deemed as advanced persistent threats or targeted attacks. Hackers are getting more sophisticated about the way they're infiltrating an organization, but they're also getting that their goals are more lofty. They're going after organizations' data, their databases, their credit card information, intellectual property. You can penetrate the organization from the inside or the outside, whether or not it's a USB device, someone reaching out to the internet to download a file. We see a variety of attack methods. And it's not always a hacker in the traditional sense of someone that's out for personal or financial gain. We see nation states and we see political motivations. The stakes are getting higher and the tactics are getting more sophisticated. So you need security tools that are able to stay in front of those trends and predict their next move and understand their tactics and build that back into your security solutions. Speaking of interop, we're very pleased with the fact that we got best of interop for our network security solution. We just announced our scalable 80 gig IPS platform, so we network security platform XE cluster. It's a solution that allows organizations to scale network security with the network, right? If you have a 10 gig network, then you need 10 gigs of IPS. If you want to scale that to 20, 40, 80 gigabits, we give you a solution that gracefully scales with that. It's not a trivial issue to be able to do deep packet inspection and behavior and analytics at those rates and at those speeds. IPS, or intrusion prevention, is an inline function. We have to make an assessment, a decision on whether or not a packet or a set of packets is denied, allowed, or alerted on. We have to do that in an instant, a millisecond. And to be able to do that millions of times in a matter of seconds is not easy. We have an ultra-efficient inspection engine that allows us to be smart about what we inspect and how we inspect it. And then we have purpose-built hardware that allows you to scale that performance. It can actually do up to 40 million concurrent connections, which is a really, really big number. So you can imagine that if you're a service provider or a telco that has networks that really do have millions of connections going on all the time, then this solution is ideal for them.